And Yoben Hendel should have a full shleima. Is he at home? Gentlemen, we should all have psulas toivas, yeshuas and nechamas. Those of you in need, I'm doing a siyum on Zoom. I've been asked for by a different kind of organization to do a Zoom siyum. It's going to be quite early if anybody needs an 8 o'clock a.m. Zoom siyum, Tanis Bechayres. If you want, then text me. I'll give you the Zoom details. If you want an early Siyum. Right. Okay. We are up to Siman Tov Pei Tov Pei Gimel. Tov Pei Gimel, gentlemen, and we are going to be learning Mitzvah Shem today, more halachas if somebody is not well equipped. So we all try to be well organized for Leil HaSeida, for Pesach. We try to ensure that we have the matzahs, the dalet koises, and everything else that we require. This Shulchan Aruch discusses what happens if somebody failed to arrange for wine. Yesterday we discussed if we didn't have enough matzahs, or if cholil somebody's not well, he cannot eat the matzahs. Today we're going to be learning what's the halach if somebody doesn't have enough wine. In fact, he doesn't have no wine at all. Let's see what the halach is in this instance. Page 180 in our editions. Siman Tov Pei Gimel Din Mi She'ein Lo Yain. Somebody who doesn't have wine. Mi She'ein Lo Yain B'Leil Pesach. Somebody who does not have wine on Leil Pesach. So what he should do is, what the emes is, we know that it's enormously important to get the Dalet Koses, to have wine for Dalet Koses. The Mishnah in Psochim, I just learned it today again, the Mishnah in Psochim tells us that even a poor person can even get stock of money for the Dalet Koses, even in Atamchui, he can literally take stock of money to get the Dalet Koses. And it's really important, the person must have Dalet Koses, but in this instance, he just didn't even have enough for one cup of wine. Mi she'ein lo yain b'leil ha-Pesach mekadesh al ha-pas. What it should do if he doesn't have even one cup of wine, he should be mekadesh al ha-pas. He should make the kiddush on the matzahs. Shemavorech ha-moitzi, he should, failing to have any wine, he should make kiddush on the matzahs. Shemavorech ha-moitzi, he makes ha-moitzi u-boitzea. Umeniach yodav olav, he will hold the hands on the matzahs, ad shegoymer hakiddush, until he finishes kiddush. So the truth is, this part that a person can make kiddush on matzahs, that is really something that we know this concept from all the times. Well, I mean, somebody who makes the concept of making kiddush on challis is something we know throughout the whole that can happen at any time. If a person doesn't have wine, he can make kiddush on challis, and similarly over on matzahs too. It's very interesting. I've got an ancient siddur which I inherited, and it's very interesting. It seemed to have been much more common than nowadays, because when you have the text of the kiddush, I noticed it says ber pri agofen, and next to that it says if you don't have wine, you make hamoitzi at this stage, because people, obviously it was common enough that it needed to be printed and published in the sidurim. Person doesn't have wine, he makes kiddush on the challis. So here also, if a person doesn't have wine, that part is identical. He'll make kiddush on the matzahs. He will then eat shayirokos, the other vegetables. He's going to move the table. He's going to say manishtano v'chol agoda, and the entire agoda ad gol yisrael, until gol yisrael. At that point, he's going to eat the mori. He's going to eat it. He's going to do koyrech with the matzah, humorev oichel, is gonna eat again, beloy brocha, without the brocha. So the point being that a person who doesn't have wine, what he should do is he's going to make hamotzi at the very, very beginning. Instead of the first kois, he's going to make hamotzi at that stage already. So we always, obviously, we make hamotzi much later when we are ready to eat the matzah. Now, here in this instance, because he doesn't have any wine, what he's going to do is he's going to eat the matzah very, very early, because that's going to replace the first hagofen of the first cup. Now, what happens if a person doesn't have wine, but he has another drink which would qualify as a chamamadina? Now, what would you do in such a case? So you don't have wine, but you do have, what's a good example of chamamadina? Something which is unquestionably a chamamadina. Say,
appetizer.
Yeah.
Yes,
yes, something fancy, something nice, something good. So say he can't have, what would he do there? Would you still tell him, make hamotzi, which would be the first cup, or would you rather go for four cups of chamamadina? What would you do? What would you suggest? So would you say the same here too?
I mean, chamamadina we use on Shabbos day, isn't that correct?
Yeah, so now, here comes the chiddush. That if a person, Mishlebutzev Kotna'ala, first wide line, we're talking about a case that is no wine whatsoever. But if a person has even one cup of wine, here comes the crucial brackets. Similarly, shamashkin, other drinks, imu chamamadina. If a person has chamamadina, then yikadosh alav v'lo yikadosh al hapas. Here we've got it black and white in Mishneh Berurah. So we're going to see them all. If a person has got chamamadina, he should opt for that option rather than making kiddush on matzah. Chamamadina is far, far better than using the matzah as the first cup. So everything we're discussing now to make the kiddush on the matzah, that's only in an instance, in a scenario that a person doesn't even have chamamadina. But if a person has chamamadina, he should go regular through the cups of the dalet koises and have chamamadina instead. Now, the Ramah, let's go back to the Ramah, because this is going to be a very important implication on Ochel HaMaisa. I'm going to the Ramah. Uve mekoy meshenoya gin lishtois mashke. And in those places that we have a minik, that we drink a mashke shenase mitvah shekorin med, if you've got a honey kind of drink, which it contains a lot of honey, and it's called med, you could take such a drink for the four cups. If a person doesn't have wine, take med, or appetizer, or for that matter, probably even Coke. Just take it, but have the four cups in the right times. Some say, that's what Sam's point. We have learned in Reisha and Beis, and you're right in that we don't make kiddush on Shamashkin. This is true. Friday night, as Sam pointed out, we don't do Shamashkin. We only do Shamashkin on Shabbos day. But he says now, but in this case, when it comes to Dalat Koises, in this case, he says, although the first kois, of course, is really kiddush, but we should still be using chamamadina around anything else when it comes to that. Of course, it's a bedieved, but we're learning now, as a bedieved, it will work. Don't make kiddush on matzahs if you've got chamamadina. Now, to me, this is... there's quite a few elements of chidushim here, but I will not refrain from mentioning that this is halacha lemaaseh. What it means is for me quite a pele, quite a question, really. Quite a question on we discussed the Moshe Feinstein's Chiddush of Cheirus with regards to wine. Do you remember? When we spoke earlier about what beverage one should drink for the Dalet Kosis, we mentioned that Moshe Feinstein has a Chiddush that if that a person should drink ideally wine and not just grape juice. No grape juice, rather wine, because there's an element of cheirus, freedom when you drink wine. Cheirus is an element which can only be achieved by having proper alcohol, wine. Otherwise, if you just have grape juice, you're not yoitze cheirus. So much so that he says that one should really have a bit of wine for the Dalet Kosis. We spoke about Yain Kal, and we spoke about the importance of having some alcohol. Now, I said there's many Cholkim, and there is a lot of Poskim that themselves, a lot of Gedolim, who had grape juice themselves and not wine. I want to just say that this over here, I'm not sure how Moshe learns this. I'm not sure. Because if Chama Medina works by the Eved, then Kal V'Choyma, Ben Benoshel Kal V'Choyma, grape juice should be perfectly in order. It's hard to understand that the Moshe had a tzad that you're not yotze. It's very hard to understand. He had a tzad you're not yotze if you don't have wine. Surely, if Chama Medina is good enough and qualifies for Dalet Kosis, but Yevet, surely, grape juice should be fine. It's definitely no worse than Chama Medina. Pardon?
Is it sad to say Chama Medina has to be alcoholic?
No. No. Chama Medina doesn't have to be alcohol. There's no such sad. It's a bit of a kasha on emotion. I'm not sure how he learns this. But alkoponim Chama Medina works with Yavet, and I'm sure that there is some people out there who cannot physically, who can't take the wine, and perhaps not even the grape juice because of the very high sugar level. It's extremely sweet. Grape juice is so incredibly sweet. So if a person can't go through the Dalet Kosis, even in a small share of a B'chaim Noh, the answer is, okay, no worries. You can still fulfill the mitzvah, the Rabbanon. You can fulfill it. Just take something which you feel better about drinking. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, water is not going to be fine, but other choshva drinks will be acceptable as Chama Medina. So I think that's an important point. Right, let's move on with Siman Tov Pei Dalet. Yeah, Siman Tov Pei Dalet. Misha Roitze Lassus Aseda Ba'abe Batim. Does somebody have an answer for a Moshe Feinstein? I mean, I think it's quite a pelle. Any suggestions? I think it's quite a... Not sure. Misha Roitze Lassus Aseda Ba'abe Batim. Somebody wants to fulfill their Seda in numerous houses. This is a case of somebody wants to help out. He wants to help out other Eden. So he's self efficient, and he can have the Seder himself. He can lead it. He can go through the Seder independently. However, he knows that there is out there other Eden who get stuck. They can't do it. He therefore wants to help them. He wants to help them go through the Seder. However, he can't just leave his own house and his own home completely and go to them. He doesn't want to do that because he's got his own responsibilities within his own family. So how does he do that? This Shulchan Aruch, this Mechaba discusses this challenging situation that on one hand, he wants to have Seder in his own house. On the other hand, he wants to help others out there too. How does he do that? Man the boy is a simon tov pei dalet. Man the boy levuche betray or betlas potter. Somebody wants to make the brochas and he wants to help out with Seder in two or three houses. So, what does he do? Mevorich bereishe beveise. He starts off making Seder in his own house. Veochil, and he eats there. Veochil kol matatzorich. and he will eat everything he needs. Umavach Birkas HaMazon, he'll go all the way till Birkas HaMazon. Note, this word of the Shulchan Aruch is Aramaic because it's mamash the Lashon of the Rif. It's Lashon of Rishonim, it's not a Mishnah, it's Lashon of Rif. So what he's going to do, he's going to go through the Seder until benching in his own house, regular. The Hoda, and after that, Mevorech Lekol Chad V'Chad, he can then at that point move and he's going to go to their homes. And he's going to make a bracha in their homes. The Shosinu, whilst he's going to make the brachas for them in their houses, in the neighbors' houses, Shosinu, they will drink Kosa de Kiddusha, the cup of Kiddush, Veda Gadata, and they can also have the Kois of the Agoda, Ve'ochli, and they will eat Yarka, their vegetables, Umatze de Moroi, Ve'matze and the Matze, Ve'ihu, Loy Ochil, Ve'shossi Ba'adayu, and he will not eat or drink with them. All he did, he came to their houses after having completed benching, and he is making the brachas for them on their behalf without him drinking any or eating anything. Veshovik lehu lemigma sudas sudasayu, he's going to leave them to their he's going to leave them to eat their own meals. Mevorchi inu pirkas hamazon, and he is going to leave them alone, and they will at that stage they will bench. They will bench. He didn't eat anything in their houses. He just made the brachas for them. And if they can't bench, because they are just unable to bench, they don't know how to make the brachas, he should read for them word by word. After they have completed their benching, he can go back home. He can either go to his own home or he can go to other people's houses. And if he goes to other people's houses, again, he can, here again, make the brachas for them and they will eat what they need to eat. He can do that many times over. Once he's completed all the neighborhood, he can go back to his own home. He can finish off the halal. Veshosu, and he can drink Kosa de Lele, he can drink the Kos of Halal, he can go for the third and the fourth cup, he can complete that in his own house at that stage. If he wants to precede their neighbors' houses, he can do that too. He can make the brachas for them, and he does not eat, he does not drink, he just makes the brachas for them. And if he does the neighbors first, he can do that as well. He makes brachas for them, and then he goes to his house, and he makes kiddush at that stage. So in fact, he can do everything in his houses, the whole Haggadah, everything. And once he's completed and finished, he goes to other people's houses, he makes kiddush for them and the brachas for them, and he doesn't eat and drink for them. So what's the essence of this Shulchan Aruch? We can really say this in one sentence. There is one yesod of it, there's one essential halacha, and the halacha is that normally a person, a birkas, there's an essential rule over here. If let's say somebody wants to make a berpa eitz on an apple, could you make a bracha for him? Can you make a eitz for somebody else? If I don't intend to eat an apple, can I make a bracha and he eats it? You can't. That's right, you can't. When it comes to birkas hanenin, when it comes to brachas of food brachas, then it must be that the one who makes the bracha actually enjoys it and benefits from it. You can't make a bracha of shahakol and then he eats it. You can't make a mezoinus and then he has the cake. It doesn't work. The only exception is when it's Birkas HaMitzvahs. When it comes to a Birkas HaMitzvah, then the halacha is, because of the rule of arvus, of a communal obligation to mitzvahs, so just because he's got an obligation, it affects me too, and if he's got an obligation of a mitzvah, then it's a bit, to some extent, it's my mitzvah too, and therefore my bracha will work for him as well, because we are connected, and we are interdependent. Does that make sense? Interdependent? Because of the universal mitzvahs that we all share together. That's called arvus. But that's only when it comes to mitzvahs. For shahakol, I can't make a shahakol for you. You can't make a mezonis for me. It doesn't work, because that's my birkas hanayin. If I want it, I need to make a bracha. If he wants that chocolate cake, he needs to make that bracha. But when it comes to a mitzvah, then one bracha can be transferred because of arvus. So now here we have got a chiddush, and it's really nicely wrapped up, because all you saw it. Because over here, really, what we're talking about is when we talk about the bracha of moray, when it comes to the bracha of matzah, when it comes to hamoitzi, when it comes to all the brachas that we are making over here. The chiddush now is that really what we are saying over here is that since they're all mitzvahs, they are said that they're all mitzvahs, and therefore I can make those brachas without benefiting from them. So it's true, these are all, really, I'm not allowed to go into your house and go make brachas there, unless I eat myself. But in this instance, it's going to work, because these are all in the category of mitzvahs. I can therefore go to one neighbor's house and make hagafen, yet he's going to drink it. I can go to somebody else's house and make a hamotzi, and he's going to eat it because of avos, because they're all mitzvahs, as opposed to pure birkas hanayin. Yes, yeah. Yeah, good point. Very good point. It's still considered a mitzvah. Very good. So we have got a chiddush over here. Very nice. That it's not only massive mitzvahs like on the Yaisa level, on the Abon level, but even such mitzvahs are included. Yeah, let's see Mishnah Berurah, if cotton dalet in sand, because that's really nicely sharp and concise. How Mishnah Berurah puts it, if cotton dalet, ve adam mevarech roitzeloimam, shemekadish lohem, he makes kiddush for them, umevarech lohem b'rei b'agofen, he makes b'rei b'agofen for them, birkas kosheni, and you even make a brach of kosheni for them. Similarly, also birkas hamotzi, or birkas achilas matzamoy. And even though to b'shar birkas hanenin, generally, when it comes to birkas hanenin, came along, we hold she'en yochel, it's impossible to make a bracha for somebody else. Normally, by definition, that doesn't work. Unless I benefit from it myself. So I can only make a mezoinus, generally speaking, if I have a bit of cake as well. But I can't just make a mezoinus for you if I don't eat from it. That doesn't work. So how come it works over here? Shiny because alechem. Here it's different. When you make a bracha on the bread, shel matzah, v'kiddush hayoyim, shem choyva. Here it's different because there's an element of obligation with all those. Everything we're doing on Seder night, everything we do is an obligation. Hilkach, therefore, yochel levorech, you can make a bracha, lo tzacherim, to be moitzi others. It works. Afshein enene, although you don't derive any benefit from it. It does work in this exceptional case of Seder night. V'chein, it's similar birkas hayirokos, choshev gam ken mitzvah yochel tzacherim, similarly also with the brachas of the vegetables, whether it's the moray, the karpas, whatever it is, all the brachas that you make tonight, you can make them without benefiting from them, without enjoying it, because you're making it for them, and it's a mitzvah, and therefore it's going to work. So this is an exceptional circumstance. This is a very important, conceptually, Shulchan Aruch over here. Right, okay. So let us summarize what we discussed tonight. We learned Siman Tov Pei Gimel. We learned if a person doesn't have wine. So firstly, what we established is, if a person's got Chama Medina, he's got to use it. Chama Medina works, but he have it for the Dalet Kosis. Of course, ideally one must spend a lot of money on the wine and on the grape juice. And even Oni should, even a poor person should invest in it. Can you stock a money for Dalet Kosis? Person doesn't have, he can use Chama Medina. If a person doesn't even have Chama Medina, he doesn't have any juices to which he can use, then what he should do is he should make the Kiddush and the first, as it were, the first cup should be on the matzah, and he should make the bracha of Amotzi at that early stage of Seder. He should only have matzah, and he should then proceed with Seder regular, and then continue like this until the end. That's how he makes Kiddush. We learned that. Then we learned Siman Tov Pei Dalet, which taught us that if a person wants to make Kiddush in two houses to help out others, so not for social reasons so much, it's much more to help others who are unable to lead the Seder themselves. So what he should do, it's not a problem at all. He can make brachas for them. Whilst generally speaking, you cannot make brachas and nenin for others, because you can only make a bracha if you enjoy it yourself. If you don't enjoy it, you can't make a bracha. So here, however, it's different. And if a person wishes to help others, and he wants to have the other parts of this, he wants to make the brachas for others in other people's houses, he can do so, because they're not considered pure birkas hananin, rather they're considered birkas hamitzvahs, and consequently, if he wants to help them and make brachas for them, he can make brachas for them without actually benefiting himself. So these are the rules of this evening, and Siman Tov Pei Dalet and Siman Tov Pei Hei, sorry, Siman Tov Pei Gimel and Tov Pei Dalet, and I think that we've covered a lot of ground tonight. Yes. Good. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Gentlemen, you should really look after yourselves. Please, please look after yourselves. I just remembered, I saw before an interesting story. There was a Bisyol Yanke Fischer, the Rav Yushlaim. He went to a Yid who was very upset that he couldn't eat more on Leil HaSeder. He was very upset. He was probably upset. So Bisyol Yanke told him something. I think it's a fascinating point. He said, "Listen, why are you upset? You're upset because you want to eat more, and you can't eat because your doctors are telling you that it's not healthy." So he says, "Why do you want to eat more? You want to eat more because it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah for you is now not to eat more, because that's what the doctor have told you." So he says, well, if you are still keen to eat more, that shows that you are serving Hashem because of your own agendas, as it were. And it's not really about that, really. You have to keep the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded you. So you've got the wrong end of the stick, he says. If you are, despite doctor's instructions, you still want to eat more, then you're not doing what Hashem wants. You're doing what your own want, what your own desires are, what your own wishes are. And you've got your own agenda. He says, that's wrong. That's wrong. And I think it's such an important point, because nowadays, with our circumstances nowadays, I think that we can't keep Pesach. Pesach is not going to be the same. I don't know, maybe, I think by everybody, we've got to admit some sort of defeat in one area or another. It's not going to be the same kind of Pesach. But clearly this is what Hashem wants from us this year. Clearly this is what Hashem wants from us. And therefore, we can't be like upset about it. But this is what Hashem wants, and that's what we're going to do. So, and I think a disappointment, if we're disappointed in it, then it's not right. We have to do it because this is what Hashem wants from us this year, so that's got to be the right thing. And when I understood this, it gave me a bit of a different understanding. What do you think about it? Could be true?
It's true.
It's true? Yeah.
It's a good way of trying to stay positive about it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Abiyos. I agree. Yeah. helps. Yeah.
Grow in other ways this year. Be different forms of growth this year, won't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so let us keep strong and let us keep working on ourselves, and we should, Bez Hashem, have a very, very good Pesach and a very good Yom Tov. But we'll see you tomorrow evening, Mitzvah Shem. Same time, same place. Okay, good evening, good evening.
Can I
Yeah?
So, going back to the Chamar Medina and the Matzah, if one does not have any Chamar Medina at all, and you mentioned that one makes Hamotzi on the first cup, so to speak, what happens with the other three cups?
There's nothing he can do about it. He hasn't got it. You mean if he has Chamar Medina or he doesn't have Chamar Medina? Yeah, well, if he has no Chamar Medina, there's absolutely nothing he can do about it. There's nothing he can do about it. So, no. Because the only reason, I should have explained this, you're right, the only reason why the first cup you can do a motzi is because that is, instead of a Kiddush, this cups 2, 3, 4 is not Kiddush. So you can't make a motzi for it. It's not going to help. The only cup which can be saved, as it were, is the first one, which is instead of a Kiddush.
Right.
There's nothing you can do about cup 2, 3, 4. It's, very good. Okay, thank you for listening. Okay, good evening.